Good morning and welcome. This is Pastor Lucy Painter with your daily insight. And yesterday we left off where David decided to go on with the armor that he was used to. He took off the armor of Saul. Today we continue with our reading. We are reading from verse 41, that is 1 Samuel 17. From verse 41, the Bible says, Goliath walked out towards David with his shield bearer ahead of him, sneering in contempt at this ruddy-faced boy. Am I a dog? He rolled at David, that you come to me with a stick. And he cast David by the names of his gods. Come over here, and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals, Goliath yelled. David replied to the Philistine, you come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's army, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you'd have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head, and then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel, and everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us. As Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran out to meet him, reaching into his shepherd's bag and taking out a stone. He hurled it with his sling and hit the Philistine in his forehead. The stone sank in and Goliath stumbled and fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with only a sling and a stone, for he had no sword. Then David ran over and pulled Goliath's sword from its sheath, and David used it to kill Goliath and cut off his head. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they turned and ran. Wow, there's several things that we are going to learn from this text as we continue with this series. The word of God says that David walked into the battle armed with only his staff, 5 smooth stones in a shepherd's bag, and a sling. The same tools he had when God gave him victory over the bear and the lion. David knew that if God had given him victory when he had so little to go by, he can do it again. And the Bible says that he drew near the Philistine. Yesterday we saw that he denounced man's armor and put on God's armor. He had trusted God and taken up the little tools of battle he had, but there was still another step towards victory. He had to be where it mattered, because battle is more than courageous word. Battle is more than preparation. He had to draw near. He had to go where the battle was, because victory is won in the battlefield. I know after reading those verses, we might already be saying, this wasn't a fair fight. You know, we have David on one side and a fully armored giant and his armor bearer on the other side. This was a 2-on-1 fight. The enemy had an unfair advantage over David. And I know sometimes we find ourselves in situations like this. Situations where you feel like you're fighting a losing battle, where you feel like the odds are against you. But David knew one thing. He wasn't alone. It was the 2 enemies against him and God, because they had despised both David and his God. You see, sometimes we go into battles that seem like we're fighting in isolation, but then God always balances the odds. He puts us into the battlefields. He doesn't put us into the battlefields we cannot come out of. You know, there's that verse I always love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 10. It says, there's no temptation that is not common. And the Lord always provides a way of escape. So when the Lord puts you in that battlefield, He knows that you can come out of it. It took a lot of faith for David to go into battle with what he had. And God proved Himself faithful. He proved to David that He was right there with him in that battle. And one of the things that I want us to look, I want us to see the evidence of God in this battle. The moment God walks with us into the battle, we can bet that it is over. And we have seen this in the battles that we have covered in this series. When you walk into battle with God, it can only end one way, with victory for God's side. And we find this even in the confession of David. David tells Goliath, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, with a javelin. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Yes, you seem to have an advantage over me, but I've got something far much better than your weapons. I am just a human being. I'm just a man. But I'm a man on a mission from God." And David makes this confession, these prophetic declarations. He says very well, "The Lord will deliver you into my hands. I will strike you down." He is declaring a matter. You know, the Bible says, "You shall declare a matter and it shall come to pass." We can see these declarations in what David is doing in this battlefield. He is telling Goliath what is about to happen. "The Lord will deliver you into my hands. I will strike you down. All the earth shall know, and this assembly shall know, that there is a God." He is declaring the reason why I'm in this battlefield. I am here because this is an opportunity for the Lord to be known. This is an opportunity for the Lord, God of Israel, to be known in all the assembly. And this kind of boldness doesn't just come out of nowhere. David was this bold because he knew that the battle belonged to the Lord. And he wanted everyone to acknowledge that when the battle was over, he wanted those who stood against them to know. He wanted those who doubted that he had a chance, his brother, the king, and the army, to know that he had walked into that battle with the Lord. And he won because the Lord was on his side. I want to ask you this moment, why are you in the battle? What is your motive? Why are you fighting? What is it that you want as the end result? David is declaring, at the end of it all, let it be known that there is a God in Israel. This is what I want. And so when the Philistine rose and came near, we see that David hastened and ran towards him to meet him. He's not retreating because he's aiming at something. He had trusted that God would be with him. He knew victory would be theirs. He knew he could rely on God. But we see him putting in the work. And I want to challenge ourselves today, because there is a lot of declarations made. We talk a lot, we declare a lot, but when it comes to putting in the work, we lack sometimes in putting in the work. And James says that faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. So we see David putting in the works. He put in the work. He ran. He didn't retreat. When the Philistine tried to come near, David ran toward the enemy to meet him. He put in the work. He worked with God for his victory. And this is all that the Lord asks of us, that we may work with him, that we may let him work through us and deliver us. You know, we've said this before, that the Lord intends for our victory to be thorough. He never leave things halfway. And the word of God says here that when Goliath fell, David, now he's still putting in the work, drew the sword of the enemy to cut off his head. He made certain that the enemy was dead. He made certain that there was no chance that he would have to struggle with him again. This was the only way to guarantee that the victory was final. He had to follow up until the battle was really over. That's what the Bible says. In the next verses that I want to read here, the Bible says from verse 51, then David ran over, pulled Goliath's sword from its sheath. David used it to kill him and cut off his head. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they turned and ran. Then the men of Israel and Judah gave a great shout of triumph and rushed after Philistine, chasing them as far as Gath and the gates of Ekron. The bodies of the dead and the wounded Philistine were strewn all along the road of Shalin as far as Gath and Ekron. Then the Israelites' army returned and plundered the deserted Philistine camp. David took the Philistine head to Jerusalem, but he stored the man's armor in his own tent. As Saul watched David go out to fight the Philistine, he asked Abner, the commander of his army, "Abner, whose son is this young man?" "I really don't know," Abner declared. "Well, find out who he is." The king told him, as soon as David returned from killing Goliath, Abner brought him to Saul with the Philistine head still in his hand. "Tell me about your father, young man," Saul said, and David replied, "His name is Jesse, and we live in Bethlehem." This is so interesting. You know, after David surrenders and becomes a vessel to be used of the Lord in the battlefield, the word of God says that when he returned from that battle, even Saul had to ask, "Whose son is this? Who is this guy?" But I want you to know that this was the same young man who had been playing music for him to calm his spirit. This was the first time these two were meeting. Yeah, you remember when we started this series last week when we were reading the text? They were not meeting for the first time, but Saul was mesmerized at his victory. "How could this be the same kid I've employed in my house? How can someone like this achieve something so big?" And you see, this is what happens when we walk with the Lord. This is what happens when we go with God into the battle. It doesn't matter where you grew up. It doesn't matter who knows you. It doesn't matter who doesn't know you. The Lord's victory is there. His victory is indisputable. And this is my prayer, because this week we will come to the conclusion of the Battle's Frontline episode. This is my prayer for you, my listener. May the Lord give you the grace to walk in faith and remember His saving grace. May God help you to put on His armor and no other as you go to battle. May you embrace what He has chosen for you. May He give you the strength and the courage to fight the battle where it matters. It may seem like you don't have much to go by, like you don't have what it takes to fight, but the Lord God called you into the battlefield knowing all this. He knows what you have. He knows what you don't have, and yet He says, "Victory shall be yours." May all those who saw you walk into that battlefield with nothing but faith see you walk out of it with victory in Jesus' mighty name. Shalom. This is Pastor Lucy Painter with your daily insights, and this is Battle's Frontline, Day 17.